Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
Hey, Arlene.
Yeah.
It's only Dawn French on the show.
Oh, my favourite. Hiya.
How are you, Dawn?
I'm so well, thank you very much. How are you?
Good. Now, you're here to tell us about your new book.
I am.
The book is called According to Yes.
It is. That's no lie.
And it came out yesterday.
Yes.
Now, I didn't realise this is your third book. Is that right?
It is. It's my third novel and my fourth book, because I did write an autobiography in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And that was when I discovered that I actually really like writing. And I've written a book in the form of chapters with people talking to each other.
What
dialogue.
It's an actual book. It's about a primary school teacher called Rosie.
Yeah.
Who goes to look after two sort of really rich kids from a really well-to-do family. Is that right?
That's right. That's exactly
and,
right.
And fun is a definite no.
Fun is a definite no in this family, because the family are ruled by a rigidly cold matriarch. There are just rules about everything, because this woman is so tightly wound and a bit of a control freak.
Sounds
and
like
Rosie,
me, actually.
Sounds like you,
yeah,
did you say?
Does it?
Oh, no. That's wrong. Well, maybe I can help you, because Rosie from Cornwall arrives like a ball of sunshine. And she has decided on the plane, because she's leaving a bit of a sorrow behind her, and on the plane, she decides she's going to live a life differently. She's going to live it according to yes, and she's going to say yes more often. And she's like a megawatt optimist. And while Rosie is saying yes to lots of things in her life, she's saying yes to rather more things than she should.
Ah, yeah.
And it's a little bit racy.
Now, we heard this, didn't we, Arlene?
Yes,
so she thinks it's the next 50 Shades, don't you, Arlene?
Well, do you know, I haven't read 50 Shades, so I don't know if it is or it isn't. What I do know is it's quite hard to write saucy scenes. I do know that.
And, do you have to draw on personal experience?
Well,
or,
of course,
or fantasies?
Well, both. And the great thing is that it's not me, is it? It is me writing it, but it's not me having it. It's my character, Rosie. So I'm allowed to delve into all sorts of areas that I wouldn't normally go to.
If I was writing erotic fiction, I would be terrible at it.
It would be
he took his thingy out and put it in her thingy.
Yeah.
And that would be
be buying that.
No, I'm sure
not
you
really.
Wouldn't. No.
Well, there is a certain thing that happens when you write sex scenes. Certain words come into your head and you think, oh no, I can't use that.
Give us a couple of the words.
Well, like you don't really want to read the word throb. you don't want to read pants. That's not a sexy word.
What about moist?
No, moist is somehow prim.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
And I take it thingy is out as well, yeah?
Yeah, thingy, yeah. No, definitely call the things what they are, which I obviously can't on the radio, but call it what it is. And when you've got a character like mine who's full of life and unashamed, it's great to write sex scenes like that. It's great. Very liberating. Although, while I was doing it, I did close the door. I don't know why I did that.
From
I closed the door. I mean, I write in my own house, in my office, in my house. But I felt like I needed to close the door to be private to do it. I don't know why. It's very odd.
Now, one of the other things we wanted to ask you about, and we don't know if this is true. It's one of those things you read and went, oh, surely not. Is it true that you bet Jennifer Saunders $100,000 that she wouldn't write an AbFab movie script?
Yes, I did, because I know that girl. She can procrastinate about anything, and she will not work unless she is forced to.
But she's done it.
She's done it because I bet her £100,000.
But it's cost you $100,000.
No. Listen to what the bet was. I was live on the air. I said to her, "Do you seriously want to write that film in this following year?" And she said, "Yes, I do." I said, "Right, I challenge you. You give me, by this time next year, live on air, you either give me £100,000 or you give me the script." It didn't go two ways, this bet. It was give me the money or give me the script.
Right. So
and
you didn't
she
have
shook
to
on it.
$100,000.
She shook on it. So that's it. That's why that fab movie's being made. Well, yes, say thank you to Dawn for that.
Well done, Dawn.
Thank you, Dawn. That's fantastic. And what about you? Got any more plans for any more Dibley or anything like that?
Well, I don't think there'll be any more Dibley because darling Roger Lloyd Pack died last year,
sad.
And I can't imagine doing it without him. And some of our old chaps, with the greatest of respect, are very old now. And anyway, she's kind of married the character.
Yeah.
I think it's possible she could be a bishop. She wouldn't be a bishop of Dibley because it's too small a parish, but she could be a bishop. So if Richard
Canterbury,
Curtis
that'd be a nice
to
place,
do that,
wouldn't it?
It wouldn't be great if she was an archbishop. It's about time. I mean, we do have female bishops now, for goodness sake. So with any luck, we'll have archbishops soon. afternoon.
Don, you're an absolute champ. And okay. We're out of time, but thank you so much. Best of luck with
thank
the book.
You guys.
Hope you sell millions. And
thank you so
enjoy.
Much. Okay. Thank you for that.
Cheers, Don.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.